Okay, our friends. So it is May the 5th. What's important for us to know is that on Cinco de Mayo, you can celebrate all the different parts of the Mexican culture. And so we might as well do that by learning some Spanish. What do you say? You up for it? Cool. Me too. So today we are going to be reading a story called One is a Piñata, the Book of Numbers. It's by Roseanne Greenfield Thong. It's illustrated by John Parra. It is read today by Mommy and
some random guy named Joe.
Joe? Random guy named Joe, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, random guy named Joe, since we're reading a story with Mexican traditions.
You can call me Jose.
Can I call you Jose?
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Are you ready, Jose? Say okay.
Okay.
Here we go. One. Uno. One is a rainbow. One is a cake. One is a piñata that's ready to break. And boy, do we get to see the beautiful decorations. In Mexico, they use a lot of bright colors to decorate for parties, don't they? Mm-hmm. It's very vivid there. Their cake is full of colors. The decorations are bright and rainbowy. And even the piñata is full of different colors, bright, bold colors. Two are maracas. We shake to the beat. Two are zapatos on my feet. And zapatos are shoes. Yeah. And so when we say two in Espanol, it is
dos.
Very good. Two are the goalies. Two are the teams. Two are sonrisas and cold ice cream. Oh, yum. And they're having fun. They're playing foosball. Three are burbujas that slide and wiggle. Three are the pops and then the giggles. And a burbuja is a bubble. And when you say three in Spanish, you say?
Tres.
Tres. Muy bien. Four is?
Cuatro.
Cuatro. Mm-hmm. Four are bolillos, just waiting to dip in four cups of chocolate. But first, take a sip. We love bolillos, don't we? It's kind of like it's a soft bread, right? We use them to make sandwiches too. Five are cometas that dip and fly. Five are nubes that float through the sky. What do you think cometas are? In the picture, we can see a clue.
Kites.
Very good. And when we say five in Spanish, we say?
Cinco.
Cinco. Five beach palapas. Five boats in the bay. Five hammocks swinging on a lazy day. Oh, don't you love to sit in a hammock? It's relaxing, isn't it? Six kinds of salsa to pour on rice. Six rosy faces from all the spice. Ooh, I do like a good spicy salsa, don't you? Not too spicy, but just enough. Six flavored aguas to quench our thirst. Try the horchata or piña first. And so when we say six in Spanish, we say?
Cinco. Seis.
Seis. I do like agua frescas, don't you? Mm-hmm. I like the strawberry one, and I like the watermelon one, don't you? Yeah, yummy. Seven are marigolds to lead the way. Seven calaveras to put on display. And in the picture, we can see the seven little sugar skulls on the table. And when you say seven in Spanish, you say?
Siete.
Siete. Eight are the frutas we eat on a stick with chili and lime juice. Come take your pick. And when we say eight, we say?
Ocho.
ocho. And in the picture, we can see the yummy different fruits that they put down, and then they spice them up, make them yummy.
You ate and ate.
I would. Eat and eat. And you can eat and eat, too. Nine.
How can you eat and eat?
Well, it's the different version of eight. You've eaten something, you've ate it. But it's also the number eight. It's very confusing. Nine paraguas and puddles for splashing. Nine slick raincoats for those who love dashing. And we can see the paraguas are...
Umbrellas.
And they are necessary because it's raining in this picture. And when we see nine of them, we say nine in English, but in Spanish...
Nueve.
10 is...
Diez.
10 glowing velas, 10 banners bright, 10 faroles that guide us by candlelight. 10 are my friends who join the fiesta. 10 are the yawns before our siesta. There are so many numbers we love to cantar. From uno to diez, can you count that far? And in the picture we can see...
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Muy bien. Muy bien. And when we say contar, we are saying to count, right? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, with that, it would be the Cinco de Mayo kickoff. So let's go have some salsa and enchiladas.
Yesterday was May the 4th,
and today is May the 5th, and let's go enjoy, shall we?
Uh-huh.
All right, can you say?
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.